Tabitha Brown spent years trying to make it as an actress, grabbing small parts here and there, before she started making cooking videos online. She didn't expect much to come of it. She was really just looking for a way to have fun and share what she'd figured out about making tasty vegan meals. But it turns out that fun-loving mom-hug persona has earned her a following in all kinds of spaces. Nearly 5 million followers on TikTok alone, a Food Network TV show, a kids show on YouTube TV, a line of spices, a best-selling memoir, a clothing and home goods line at Target, and now a cookbook. It's called Cooking from the Spirit: Easy, Delicious, and Joyful Plant-Based Inspirations. And she says it all started one day while driving for Uber between acting gigs. She went to Whole Foods, got a sandwich with vegan bacon, and the rest, as they say, well, she'll tell it.
And I did a review of the sandwich sitting in my car while I was on my break. And I went on back to driving, you know, Uber. And when I got home and turned my notifications on, my phone was like going crazy. And that video on Facebook had like 50,000 plus views. And I was like, wait a minute, who in the world is watching this video? The next morning had like 100,000+. I told my husband, I was like, I think I'm going viral. He was like, well, what does that mean? I was like, I don't know. And so in 4 days, Whole Foods reached out and they were like, we saw your video on Facebook. We would love to work with you. And I became their brand ambassador and went on to do like several campaigns with them over the years and travel the country until 2020 when I got on TikTok. When I got on TikTok, of course, I didn't think I should be on TikTok because I thought that was for the kids, right? But again, my daughter was like, Mom, you need to get on TikTok. Because in March of 2020, I had like 500,000 followers on Facebook and I had like 200,000 on Instagram. So I'm like, girl, I'm doing good. She's like, no, if you get on TikTok, you'd be like the TikTok mom. You could do your vegan recipes. You could do your inspirational talks and everybody would love you. I was like, girl, I don't know about that. But I did. And in the first 30 days, I had 1 million followers. And a week later, I had 2 million. And of course, it just continued to grow. And I just was like, oh my Lord, these people like me, just for being Tab. And I just continued to show up as me.
So if you don't mind a little bit, you talk about this in the intro to the book about how you were really feeling under the weather for a while, like you felt kind of chronically ill. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until you turned to a plant-based diet, not on a whim, really kind of out of desperation because nothing else was really working. Mm-hmm. And you started feeling better immediately. Was it hard? I mean, you talk about this in the book, but for people who haven't seen it yet, you talk about how a lot of people think about veganism or a plant-forward diet as what they're giving up. You don't see it that way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm from the South, and I grew up in Eden, North Carolina, child, so I ate everything. And when I decided to do the 30-day vegan challenge, you know, because I'd had this headache in the back of my head and chronic pain, chronic fatigue for 1 year and 7 months. Can you imagine? I had a headache every day for 1 year and 7 months. It never subsided. Pain became my new normal. And so when I started to do this vegan journey, and after 10 days, my headache disappeared that I'd had every day for 1 year and 7 months. I tried every drug, every steroid, every injection that the doctor offered me, and nothing helped. I went vegan, and in 10 days, the headache disappeared. I was like, I just gave myself something and my body enjoys it. My body is telling me more of this and less of the other stuff that I was doing. Now, am I going to say I didn't have cravings and I don't still crave crab legs every now and then because that was my favorite thing? Absolutely. But to have life, to have a pain-free life, to have the joy that I have now, nothing is worth that. There's not a plate of food that is worth my joy or my pain-free life.
So let's talk about the book. It's called Cooking from the Spirit. It's full of plant-forward recipes, but it doesn't have something that a lot of people might expect, which is measurements per se. Tell people why it is that you do it that way.
When I learned to cook, I was already in my early 20s, and my granny and my mom and my aunts would have to tell me over the phone how to do certain things because I didn't know how to cook. And so they would just say, look, you just put enough in there to where you feel like it's all right. Trust yourself, you know? And that's your spirit. You got to trust your spirit, honey, as you put them ingredients in there. And I messed up many meals in the beginning because I didn't know myself that well. I had to get to know myself in the kitchen. So I always tell people, if you need a recipe with measurements, every single time you cook, you don't trust yourself. So this book is to help you learn to trust yourself more in the kitchen so that you can also trust yourself more in your life.
Like, for example, there's this recipe I just happened to open up to, sweet potato pancakes. And you say, these amounts are approximate to make about 10 4-inch pancakes, but still trust your spirit as you go.
That's right.
You say that throughout the book. So it's terrible to make you choose among, but is there a particular recipe that just is a favorite of yours to make?
I really love my mama's meatloaf because it just takes me back to a time when I used to, you know, watch my mama cook in the kitchen or smell it when I would come in, and she would always have like potatoes and green beans and this perfect ketchup sauce on the top that would just be so good on top of this meatloaf. And I remember when I went vegan, I was like, oh, Lord, I ain't gonna be able to have that meatloaf anymore. And of course, I figured out how to make it the vegan way. And I was like, oh, wait, I can have it. I can have anything that I used to have. I can just use new ingredients. So those are a couple of my favorites.
So what about when you're short on time? We've been asking cookbook authors like yourself what dishes they make when they're in a pinch and they need to throw something together. So I know you've been there with, you know, a family, grown family and all the stuff going on. Are there one or two recipes from the book that are sort of like a go-to if you're short on time?
If you are short on time, depending, you know, what time of day it is, first of all, like if you need to be fulfilled, but you want something delicious and quick, avocado toast is your friend. I love avocado. Everybody has access to bread and avocados. I load mine up. One of my other things that I love is a quesadilla, spinach, mushrooms, cheese, honey. Put it on the, you know, on your skillet. All you're doing is flipping it one or two times, honey, and you're done in like 5 minutes. So those are like quick meals that you can grab and go.
So before we let you go, and again, congratulations on everything. I mean, you do such exude the sense of joy and gratitude and also kindness. Like I was watching one of your videos the other day where you just said, look, you know, how are you doing? And I know you're not doing okay. And I thought that was so interesting. A number of friends of mine just pointed that out to me, that they had played that one over and over again. It was one that you're not wearing any makeup. You're kind of very relaxed. It's almost as if you're kind of stretched out someplace on the couch and just talking to folks. It was such a contrast to the other ones where you're just so up and happy and you're dressed up and doing fun stuff. I just was wondering what made you feel that you wanted to deliver that particular message on that day. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely. I do those, and I did them a lot during the pandemic. During my sickness, right, I called that my own personal pandemic, where life felt like it was touch and go for a while. And prior to that, even in pursuing something for a long time and hearing no all the time and feeling stuck, I know what those feelings feel like. But I know at night is when our mind really moves and sometimes can take us on the spin. And I pray at night. And I always ask God, give me what I need to say to people. And that's the words that he gave me to say. And so for me, I'm always talking to one person. So when I do my videos, and especially inspirational or encouraging videos, I'm always holding my phone very close to my face because I want people to feel like I'm only talking to you in this moment. I don't care how many people actually watch the video. I'm only talking to the one person who needs it. And sometimes people just need a friend to remind them that it's all right that you ain't all right right now, you know, but it's going to get better. And I just want people to hold on and not give up. And I'm proof of that. And so that's why I did that video that night. Even on tour, I was on tour. You know, I've been on tour the last 2 weeks. I was in my hotel room, and after prayer, that's what God gave me. And I was like, okay, I got to reach somebody. And so I'm grateful that I did. And I'm always obedient to the Spirit. And I always do those videos for that reason. Hmm.
Tabitha Brown, her cookbook, Cooking from the Spirit, Easy, Delicious, and Joyful Plant-Based Inspirations, is out now. Tabitha Brown, it's been so great talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you, honey.